Thousands of people protested in Milwaukee this summer after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis and the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha. They called for change and justice for Black people. A group of Milwaukeeans have organized to carry that energy forward, including by getting people to the polls this fall. The idea for the group called Milwaukee Action Intersection grew from a communal meal meant to sustain people doing social justice work. After participating in days upon days of protests this summer, Vanessa Parker says a friend of hers realized the only thing she was eating was granola bars. The friend asked people to come together for a meal to take care of themselves.
And then we continued to have these potlucks just to kind of check in with each other, and we realized that the road of marching every day for a lot of us was not something that we could sustain. And we wanted to find something that we could do to support the movement that we could do long term.
Out of that was born Milwaukee Action Intersection, a group that's helping and supporting organizers in pursuit of social justice and equality for marginalized communities. The group had a booth at Company Brewing last week, where Parker works, when the restaurant and brewery hosted a voter registration event organized by MKE Black, an app that highlights local Black-owned businesses.
We have a core group of about 10 to 12 that meet twice a week. And then we have visitors that come in from different organizations and they say, this is something that I'm working on. Can you contribute to this in any way?
It was action they could sustain. Milwaukee Action Intersection led a letter-writing campaign to City Attorney Tierman Spencer, asking him to drop the curfew tickets police issued in the first days of the protests. And the group is hoping to attract people to the polls by making voting more interesting.
We actually have a kind of a poll or a tally going at our table of like what would make voting more exciting for you. And so we're thinking about getting DJs or possibly food or just things to make it interesting. If you're standing outside in line for hours, like how will the time pass better?
The group got that particular idea because of the April presidential primary, says Ellie Jackson, another member of Milwaukee Action Intersection. That's when the city had just 5 polling places because so many workers stayed home to avoid potential exposure to the coronavirus. Jackson recalls the long lines that resulted and what she and a friend did to improve the experience.
We showed up really just with our laptops and a generator and a playlist of kind of empowering music, and we were out there for like 8 or 9 hours.
Officials are expecting most of Milwaukee's traditional number of 180 polling places to be open for November, but expect high voter turnout. Milwaukee Action Intersection is also working to increase registration and turnout in what it calls a holistic approach to empowering people for the election and beyond. Maayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.